I mean, do you sort of view this as olapra versus control placebo in that would you expect when you look at the control group, do you expect any benefit there?
So that's an excellent question. So there's two things I'm going to bring up. One of them is at the time we designed the trial, the pattern of practice was that generally speaking, let's say in the U.S., is that patients who have been on, let's say, abiraterone would have crossed over to enzalutamide. Patients who have been on enzalutamide, we would have crossed over to abiraterone. And some of these patients might have seen chemo sort of a la charted or chemo in the context of castration-resistant disease. And of course, in the rest of the world, depending on what's available, clearly the oral agents were available in the rest of the world in the different countries where we tested the drug. And so very fascinating data because there has never been really any published to date yet data on the efficacy of sequential AR-targeted agents. From a clinical experience, we can tell you that the data is not very strong, that when you use ABI and then follow it with ENZA, the vast majority of times patients progress, and the flip side is so true also. And there's some emerging data that was presented from the Canadian group suggesting perhaps that ABI after ENZA does not work as well as ENZA after ABI, but that's something that I think is too early to make comments on. What I would say is this, based on the data here and based on the CARD trial, which looked at cabazitaxel in the second line or third line setting compared to AR-targeted drug, what is very clear is this, is that AR-targeted drug in the second, third line setting, whatever we have today, is not active.
Right.
And that's a fact. Now, while the people choose to use it, patients would rather take it as opposed to maybe switch to chemo or something else, I think it's important to educate the patients that these drugs do not work well in the second, third line setting.